This is the key English test. Paper 2. Listening. Test number 3. There are 5 parts to the test. Parts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Look at the instructions for part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Here is an example. Example. What time is it?
Excuse me, can you tell me the time?
Yes, it's 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The answer is 9 o'clock, so there is a tick in box C. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. How does the man travel to Liverpool?
Excuse me, I'd like to go to Liverpool on Friday.
Well, you can go by bus or train.
Is the train expensive?
Yes, the bus is much cheaper. It's only £20.
Right, that's better for me. Can I have a ticket, please?
Yes, certainly.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, I'd like to go to Liverpool on Friday.
Well, you can go by bus or train.
Is the train expensive?
Yes, the bus is much cheaper. It's only £20.
Right, that's better for me. Can I have a ticket, please?
Yes, certainly.
Two. Which bill has just arrived?
Is that the electricity bill?
No, it's the water bill.
Is it very big?
Not as bad as last time.
Oh, good.
Now listen again.
Is that the electricity bill?
No, it's the water bill.
Is it very big?
Not as bad as last time.
Oh, good.
Three. What will they do tomorrow afternoon?
This is a beautiful beach. Shall we come again tomorrow?
Don't we have to go shopping?
We can do that in the morning and come here in the afternoon.
OK. And let's bring Joe and Linda with us.
Now listen again.
This is a beautiful beach. Shall we come again tomorrow?
Don't we have to go shopping?
We can do that in the morning and come here in the afternoon.
OK. And let's bring Joe and Linda with us.
Four. How did the man hear about the fire?
How did you hear about the fire? It wasn't on the television news.
No, it wasn't in the newspaper either. Sandra phoned and told me about it.
Oh, I see.
Now listen again.
How did you hear about the fire? It wasn't on the television news?
No, it wasn't in the newspaper either. Sandra phoned and told me about it.
Oh, I see.
Five. What time did Mr. Thompson ring?
Have there been any calls for me this morning?
Yes, Mr. Thompson rang about the computer.
Oh, what time was that?
About 9:30. Can you ring him at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes, okay.
Now listen again.
Have there been any calls for me this morning?
Yes, Mr. Thompson rang about the computer.
Oh, what time was that?
About 9:30. Can you ring him at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Yes, okay.
This is the end of part one. Now look at part two. Listen to two people talking at a party. What do the guests want to eat or drink? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter A to H next to each person. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello, Julie. Your new flat is really nice.
Thanks, Jim. It's nice to see all my friends here.
Yes. The living room's certainly full of people. Kevin wants to know if you have any orange juice.
Yes, I have. Everybody's hungry or thirsty, aren't they?
Of course. It's a party. Would you like me to help you?
Oh, yes, please. Could you make a sandwich for Barbara?
What does she want in it?
She asked for cheese, and Paul wants an ice cream.
Fine. I'll make the sandwich and get the ice cream for him. What does Diana want?
She isn't hungry. She just wants a glass of milk.
What about the other guests? Do they want anything?
I don't think so. Oh, what about you, Jim? What do you want?
I'll just get a bottle of Coke from the fridge. Do you want some, Julie?
No, thanks. After all this work, I need a cup of tea.
Now listen again.
Hello, Julie. Your new flat is really nice.
Thanks, Jim. It's nice to see all my friends here.
Yes. The living room's certainly full of people. Kevin wants to know if you have any orange juice.
Yes, I have. Everybody's hungry or thirsty, aren't they?
Of course. It's a party. Would you like me to help you?
Oh, yes, please. Could you make a sandwich for Barbara?
What does she want in it?
She asked for cheese, and Paul wants an ice cream.
Fine. I'll make the sandwich and get the ice cream for him. What does Diana want?
She isn't hungry. She just wants a glass of milk.
What about the other guests? Do they want anything?
I don't think so. Oh, what about you, Jim? What do you want?
I'll just get a bottle of Coke from the fridge. Do you want some, Julie?
No, thanks. After all this work, I need a cup of tea.
This is the end of part two. Now look at part three. Listen to a conversation in a travel agency. For questions 11 to 15, tick A, B, or C. You will hear the conversation twice. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. Now listen to the conversation.
Hello.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Well, I have to go to Argentina next week, so I'd like some information about flying to Buenos Aires.
Okay. Well, there are direct flights, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
And what time do they leave?
At 2 p.m. on all 3 days.
Okay. Wednesday is best for me. Now, how can I get to the airport? Is there a bus?
Yes. You'll have to check in at the airport at 12 o'clock, so you could take the 10 o'clock coach from the bus station in Mill Street.
In Mill Street. Okay. How long does the coach take?
About 1.5 hours.
And how much is a single ticket to Buenos Aires?
Well, a single to Buenos Aires is £300. But if you have a student card, there's a 20% reduction.
Yes, I've got a student card. Yeah, here it is.
Okay, so the flight will be, £240.
Right. And the coach fare?
That's £13.50.
Okay. I'll book it, please.
Now listen again.
Hello.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Well, I have to go to Argentina next week, so I'd like some information about flying to Buenos Aires.
Okay. Well, there are direct flights, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
And what time do they leave?
At 2 p.m. on all 3 days.
Okay. Wednesday is best for me. Now, how can I get to the airport? Is there a bus?
Yes. You'll have to check in at the airport at 12 o'clock, so you could take the 10 o'clock coach from the bus station in Mill Street.
In Mill Street, okay. How long does the coach take?
About 1.5 hours.
And how much is a single ticket to Buenos Aires?
Well, a single to Buenos Aires is £300. But if you have a student card, there's a 20% reduction.
Yes, I've got a student card. Yeah, here it is.
Okay, so the flight will be, £240.
Right, and the coach fare?
That's £13.50.
Okay, I'll book it, please.
This is the end of part 3. Now look at part 4. You will hear a conversation about Tony. Listen and complete questions 16 to 20. You will hear the conversation twice.
Excuse me, you're a friend of Tony's, aren't you?
Yes. Why?
Oh, he's had an accident. I'm his sister. He wants his school friends to visit him in hospital.
Oh, dear. That's terrible. Is he okay?
He fell off his bicycle and hurt his leg. But he's not too bad.
Which hospital is he in?
The city hospital, near the university. You know where it is, don't you?
Yes. Oh, poor Tony.
His room's G8.
Okay. Is the room easy to find?
Yes. It's on the third floor, near the lift.
And when can we visit him?
Well, the visiting hours are from 4 to 7 every day.
Well, I'll go off to school today. Does he want anything?
I expect something to read would be nice. Some magazines, perhaps.
Okay, I'll take him some.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, you're a friend of Tony's, aren't you?
Yes. Why?
Oh, he's had an accident. I'm his sister. He wants his school friends to visit him in hospital.
Oh, dear. That's terrible. Is he okay?
He fell off his bicycle and hurt his leg. But he's not too bad.
Which hospital is he in?
The city hospital, near the university. You know where it is, don't you?
Yes. Oh, poor Tony.
His room's G8.
Okay. Is the room easy to find?
Yes. It's on the third floor, near the lift.
And when can we visit him?
Well, the visiting hours are from 4 to 7 every day.
Well, I'll go off to school today. Does he want anything?
I expect something to read would be nice. Some magazines, perhaps.
Okay. I'll take him some.
This is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. You will hear some information about a farm. Listen and complete questions 21 to 25. You will hear the information twice.
This weekend, why not visit Park Farm in the lovely village of Newhampton for a day in the country that the whole family will enjoy? Come and see the farm animals. Go for a walk across the fields. And take the children to the mini zoo. Afterwards, you can look around the gift shop or have a snack or a drink in the Black Cat tea room. From the tea room, you can watch your children playing outside. Park Farm is open every day from 10:30 in the morning to 5:00 in the evening. An adult ticket costs £6, and children between 3 and 16 pay £4. But you can save money with a family ticket, which costs £17. Dogs are not allowed on the farm, so please leave your dog at home. To find Park Farm, follow the signs in the village. The farm is very near to the river. We look forward to seeing you soon at Park Farm.
Now listen again.
This weekend, why not visit Park Farm in the lovely village of Newhampton for a day in the country that the whole family will enjoy? Come and see the farm animals. Go for a walk across the fields. And take the children to the mini zoo.
Afterwards, you can look around the gift shop, or have a snack or a drink in the Black Cat tea room. From the tea room, you can watch your children playing outside. Park Farm is open every day from 10:30 in the morning to 5:00 in the evening. An adult ticket costs £6, and children between 3 and 16 pay £4. But you can save money with a family ticket, which costs £17. Dogs are not allowed on the farm, so please leave your dog at home. To find Park Farm, follow the signs in the village. The farm is very near to the river. We look forward to seeing you soon at Park Farm.
This is the end of part 5. You now have 8 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet.
Teacher, stop the tape here and time 8 minutes.
This is the end of the test.